Okay, everyone, sit down. We're about to begin the next session. So, I'm delighted to introduce Javier Jaramillo, a big thanks to Javier because this room exists because of the great work that this guy did. So, a round of applause for Javier. For the next 30 minutes, we have got Accelerating Quest EV lessons from 6X Query Performance Boost. So, over to you guys.
Cool. So, yeah, thank you so much. Actually, we are a team organizing the room, not me. But, yeah, it was my idea, so, yeah, that might be the thing.
Javier, you know, in every team, there is one doing the work and the rest. So I'm the rest.
Next year, we'll see. Anyway, so we are both part of the QuestDB project. I'm not a developer advocate, so I don't really contribute much to the code. So in this talk, I'm going to do an intro. The first 7 minutes, it will be me speaking about, you know, the performance, what we did. And then Jaramillo, who is actually a core engineer in the company, he will show you what we did, the changes in code and so on, to get the optimizations. And by the way, we are an open source database. When I say we are about 6 times faster today than we were at LastFOSDEM, 6 times is an average. Some queries today are 40, 50 times faster than before. Some are pretty much the same. But yeah, on average, we see many queries are about 6 times faster. So, first of all, we are an open source database, of course. We are here at FOSDEM, Apache 2.0 license. We have about 150 contributors. If you are into databases and you want to contribute, we'll really welcome your help in the project. We are all about performance. QuestDB is used for time series. That means it's often used for real time. For example, tracking market data and I'm putting that in dashboards or doing payments analytics when you are paying contactless or tracking energy data, things that you need to have data pretty fast. We optimize very much for ingestion. On a single instance, you can ingest 4 or 5 million records per second. So we try to be quite fast for ingestion. Of course, we use columnar storage and partition and sort everything by time and so on and so forth. The code is mostly written in Java with some C++ and lately also some Rust. And before you ask me, yes, we have to do a lot of things to make Java be that performant. And one of the things we had to do was to write our own version of the standard library so we can have much more control about memory management. We don't allocate or use the garbage collector on the code path. We try to parallelize and vectorize every operation. We wrote our own just-in-time compiler for SQL queries. And when it comes to SQL, which is how you query QuestDB, since we are a time series database, we have some extensions in SQL to make working with time a bit nicer. You might not be seeing much here on this slide, but that's fine. These are just some sample queries. I want just to illustrate some of the specific SQL we have. For example, here we are doing a count, but we are sampling in 1 week intervals. So you can sample by any like interval you want. So it's like a group by, just sampling by time. Or here is another query. We are getting a sum of some value for this different value of the symbol and the side columns. And we are sampling in 1 minute intervals. But if at any particular minute we don't have any value, we are going to interpolate. We are going to be getting rows with null values. It could be with the previous value, could be with the linear interpolation, different strategies for that. We have also some as of join, which is a specific type of join in which you have 2 tables. And for each record of the left table, we are going to find the closer in time from the right table. So maybe a table is getting data every few seconds and the other is getting 2 records per hour.